You're listening to Charlotte Community Talk with your host, Scott Pridemore and Mike Hagee.
Terrell, it's very nice to meet you.
Yes.
Virtually.
Virtually, right? Yes.
How are you getting along?
Hey, we are doing well. So me and my wife, and I have a three-year-old son and two dogs. So we are doing the best we can. And so
I can appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah, so and my son is running around the house yelling, knocking over things right now. So, and if you hear something, I apologize in advance. So
no worries at all. Yeah, I've got two girls, and we did have two dogs. Now we have three dogs as of, we got a puppy during this whole COVID thing to kind of keep everybody occupied.
same with us.
Okay.
Got, a 52 pounder.
Oh, wow. Week.
So it's fun.
All right.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
She's a great dog though.
That's great. That's great. So civil gatherings, if you don't mind, just, give me a high level view and then we'll get right into our conversation. And that's all this is just conversation and hopefully shine a light on the good work that you're doing and allow the folks that tune into our podcast to be introduced to, you and, civil gatherings.
For sure. And so thank you for having me again. So civil gatherings is like an initiative to bring together churches, non-profits, businesses, and just the neighbors of Westside Charlotte. So I have learned that it has been there's a divide, especially like in West Charlotte, with social race, like all of that. And so our goal is to basically be a bridge. And we do this by having now family style dinners that's held at Blue Blaze. And this
in South End, Blue Blaze in South End?
West End.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Blue Blaze, is that a pizza place?
That's a beer place.
Oh, I was thinking about a different spot. Sorry.
Oh yes. You're talking about Blaze Pizza, I think.
I guess I am. Okay. Sorry about
right,
that.
Yes. And so it's held there, and it's funny because it's on like the crescent of the gentrification. So it's like the hood, and then there are $600,000 houses like across the street, and we sit right in the middle, and so it's fun because people walk from their homes to the brewery, and we just have a family style dinner and have great conversation. So it's been really fun since we started in August. So
that's fantastic. So really and I know you said this, so really it's the whole idea is to bring the true, like the community together.
Yes.
No matter where you are, where you're from, just to come together and have a meal to gather. Now, how, and I can absolutely see the value in that. And I love that you're doing this. Tell us a little bit about the history of how did this begin?
Yeah. So I am partnered with, Forest Hill Church. And so what happened was that a person gave us, a $15,000 grant donation. And they were like, hey, do something with it. And so, they approached me and I was like, well, I think I have an idea. let's set up something and on the west side, specifically the West End, where gentrification is happening, and see what happens. And so we sat down, Liz and I, we sat down and thought up some things and just let it flow and see what happened. And so we thought of family dinners, family dinners, and people sit at long tables and serve each other food. And in that have a conversation. And so what,
absolutely.
And so what we have seen is people of all races, especially Black and white, come together and have great conversation. And so of course I'm Black.
I love that.
And that just helps the conversation move forward.
That's fantastic, Terrell. And so obviously, how were the crowds like before COVID?
Yeah, so we saw about an average of 75 people come per gathering, so on some months is about 50 people, on some months is a little over 100. It just really honestly depends on what the weather is outside. And so because it's held at a brewery, I think a lot of people, and if it's nice outside, they will come and eat and have a beer or wine and talk. And also schedules, but yeah, it's been incredible. It's been incredible and very fruitful. So
I love that. And so what day of the week does this take place?
Yeah. So this, typically takes place on Wednesdays. And so, the third Wednesday, in every month. And I believe,
okay.
But, and it's been a while. It's been a few months since we met because of COVID. And so I definitely have forgot when we meet, but it's definitely Wednesdays.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay. And then I'm wondering, with the opening of outdoor seating in restaurants, if that's an opportunity for you guys to get back at it, if they have an outdoor area. I don't recall if Blue Blaze does. And how do you get the word out? How do you let people know about this great way to get community together?
Yeah, so there's a mailing list that we send out, but the simplest way is to follow us on social media, and that is Civil Gatherings, and that's on Facebook and Instagram as well. And so that's the easiest way. And then once you are plugged in, you find your email address, get that from you, and send out monthly updates. And so.
So how are you? I know we talked about the initial $15,000 grant. Mm-hmm. How is this funded moving forward?
Yeah. So I think that is our next challenge, is how do we fund this moving forward? Because the person was just they were just gracious enough to give us this a grant. Still have some money left over, but definitely thinking about what's next and how do we keep this going. Hopefully we will be blessed by companies and people and just going forward. And so, yeah, still kind of working on that. So.
Yeah, well, it seems like an opportunity for, as you mentioned, companies to really step up to the plate and really try to serve the community, to try to partner with this organization to bring folks together,
right?
Maybe in the form of sponsorships or joint sponsorships, and it seems just like a natural fit for the business community to come together for the greater good of the community.
Yes, I think so. And no, we also have great partners already that we help and they help us as well with Enderly Coffee, of course, Blue Blaze, Bruns and Elementary, Hook and Louie. So we have some
okay.
good partnerships.
You have some consistent folks that are there that believe in what you're doing.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes. Same as, and I can't forget about Black Original Chicken and Ribs. So they have been great as well. So
there are other companies that provide food and bring them to Blue Blaze. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. And that's been a blessing as well. And so, yes, as well as beverages and things like that. So,
okay. Wow. Great. So you got this, really, you got it off the ground in February, and you had how many meetings before COVID? Like three or four?
Yeah. And I would say four.
Okay.
Four.
All right. Yeah.
And then we struck with this. And so we just like, all right, so how do we still do this? And let me go back, because I had a brain fart. It is Thursdays. I think it's second Thursdays.
Okay.
Seven.
Second Thursday.
Yes. Second Thursday.
Okay. So. All right. And then, you know, your role in this, obviously you helped to organize this. You're there for the meal
mm-hmm.
to help to pull this off, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I am the director.
Okay.
And Liz and Malice is the, I would guess, and I would say the COO. So the, and operations, but she is incredible. And sometimes it feels like the opposite and the way around, because she's so thoughtful and smart and tactical. And I just, a lot of times I follow her lead. So.
Well, it sounds like you're a great team. So what compelled you to step up to the plate and help to carry this initiative forward?
Yeah, so I moved to the west side about 2 years ago off of Brookshire. Didn't understand why. We definitely weren't looking to move to the west side, but for some reason, I think, and it was purposeful that and we are here. And so during that time of us living here, I definitely fell in love and also saw a lot of issues. And one of those big issues was gentrification and what that brought. And I'm not per se a systems person, but I am a people person. So I realized that I could help by pulling different people and putting them in the same room and helping
Absolutely.
People get on the same page.
And what better way to do it than to have a meal together,
right? Right, yeah. Right. What, I mean, that just and opens up everything, right? And so there's like an icebreaker those nights, and then a meal, and then there's a small talk, and this, it's just been very fruitful. So that's how it started, and I just had a burden. Leah's lives for the West Side, and she has always had that burden, and so we just came together and said, "Let's do it."
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah, I love it. And so, if you don't mind, give us the so the social. I mean, obviously, it's easy to find Civil Gatherings.
And yes,
that's on Facebook, Instagram.
Right. Yes. Just okay. Facebook and Instagram. There's no website yet.
Okay.
As well, just working on that as well.
Is that the best way to get on like a mailing list?
Yes, is our, or the best way to get on a mailing list is to first show up and fill out an info card. But there is a digital and info card that comes. So when you follow us on those platforms.
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
And then for folks that not only want to attend but also feel like they could add value, whether being a sponsor or mm-hmm. Volunteering or even, you know, somehow picking up food and bringing it, and should they connect with you directly on that?
Yeah, so it's Harrell Huntley and or us, send us like an email at civilgatherings at gmail.com. And
okay.
And that yep. can be the fastest way to.
Civilgatherings at gmail.com. That's fantastic. And then when we post this, we'll have that email and the links to your social within the body of the text.
Okay.
Yep. And you're just the, you know, what you represent and the good work that you do with Civil Gatherings is just the right type of organization that we like to have on this Community mm. Talk podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're mm. thankful that you took time yeah. away from family there at home to be with us today.
Yeah. But thank you.
Now, hold on. I got to ask. You have a boy, a little boy.
I have a boy. He is 3 and rambunctious.
He's 3, and you have 2 dogs, and we didn't hear a peep. How'd you pull that off?
Well, I don't know. I'm thankful, and I'm knocking on wood, but in any moment. So
I hear you. It's all gonna come crashing down behind you. You got him locked up in the bedroom or something.
right, man, and I would be scared of what he would do. And if I locked him in the bedroom, he would destroy.
I hear you. Well, with all this rain, I mean, it's got to be tough. It seems like we're now 3 days into this kind of weather. So hopefully it'll break this weekend.
Yes. And it's been weird weather in May. You know, it was 52 yesterday. I was like, wow. Yeah. And I could see my breath. So
I know.
Insane.
Unbelievable.
Just kind of curious, you know, what drives you forward these days? Like, what are you most looking forward to in the coming months with what you're doing, coming years? Where's this thing heading?
Yeah, so I understand, and I know who came and there before me, especially people who have worked on the West Side for all of their lives for the past 30, 40 years. And I honor them and thank them. I think for me not being like a native and of the West Side, I have a new energy. And I also, I'm 33, so I have a younger an energy and as well. And something I haven't seen much of on the West Side is gatherings of like all ages, especially the millennial and Gen Zers and things like that. And so my hope is that civil gatherings will move and shape and into something that is even more for everybody. We have this thing where we gather people, but also mobilize them, and so and serve Bruns, the teachers. That's our task this and a year. It's just to be there for the teachers.
That's huge.
And students as well. And so we have a great partnership with Bruns. And so my hope is that this thing, it gets bigger, but also people go deeper. And so, and serve and give their time away and share their hearts. So.
Wow. That's awesome, man. And just, you know, I went to West Charlotte. So, you know,
okay.
I'm a fan of, you know, a fan of the West Side, if yeah. you will. And my grandmother grew up on that side of town, right at Fremont. And, okay. So, you know, being a native Charlottean, you're not a native, but you know, it's funny how culturally we're, you know, we're such an embracing, you know, society in the way. And
yes. So
the West Side for me has a soft spot, really. Mm-hmm. You know, I grew up on the East Side, but we were bussed over to the West Side, and to see that changes from childhood to even now, I mean, it's pretty incredible to see the growth trajectory that's in. So I appreciate all the work that you're doing, gathering people together and taking care of the teachers. I mean, you're taking care of meals. Sounds like you've got a lot of variety. It's almost like what does it take to keep things moving forward? Does someone, like your process, does someone bring forth an idea and you say, you know, that would really fit the mold of what we're wanting to accomplish in this area? And then you think about it some more, come up with a game plan and execute. Is how do you come up with that discernment process? There's so many great ideas out there.
What's yeah, up? Yeah, yeah. That's about it, man. What we are careful of is that, and the good thing, but also the downfall of being on the West Side is that everybody wants to do something, and so they do something in their own way, which there are so many non-profits that are like just stationed in the West Side alone, and it seems like not a lot of them partner. And so for us is that we don't want to be a place where we do things and never partner with like another non-profit. And so so we are very strategic about what and that we do. We just find the need that it seems like people don't see, and then we start there. So instead of taking care of the Bruns students, which a lot of people do, but like who takes care and other teachers? No one did, and they have hard jobs, and yeah. So we took and on a simple task of taking care of the staff members versus the students. So
that's awesome, man. Terrell Huntley, Civil Gatherings. We appreciate your time today, being on the podcast. Thanks very much.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me. I definitely look forward to seeing y'all and talking with y'all more. So,
absolutely. Look forward to meeting you in person.
Yes, for sure. Let's do it.
Thank you for listening to Charlotte Community Talk, brought to you by Pridemore Properties. For more information and for more podcasts like this, check them out at pridemoreproperties.com.